I ride a bike, and I vote on this moment of Indiana history. Grassroots organizing, alternative transportation, greenways and parks. Many components of contemporary political campaigns seem to have been borrowed from platforms and strategies that worked well in Indiana in the 1890s. A key factor in the successful presidential bid of William McKinley in 1896 was the wheelman or cyclist vote, which was particularly formidable in the Midwestern battleground states. Both McKinley and his Democratic opponent, William Jennings Bryan, attempted to woo the emerging cohort of bicycling aficionados and manufacturers who were organized into political clubs. McKinley not only promised road improvements and protective tariffs, which would limit the import of foreign bikes, but co-opted wheelmen into literally carrying his campaign message far and wide. Cyclists also served as escorts at parades and rallies. 100 Indianapolis cyclists surreyed former President Benjamin Harrison to Union Station, where he set off to stump for McKinley in October 1896. Fort Wayne's 400 cycling club members were equally engaged politically. Terre Haute's Republican Bicycle Club grew from 163 to 850 members in the month before the election. Having helped power McKinley into office, the Indiana Bicycle Lobby was subsequently courted by Indianapolis Mayor Thomas Taggart, who won his second term in office by improving roads, acquiring large tracts of parkland, and securing the contract to host the annual League of American Wheelmen Convention in 1898. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting Holidays in the Heartland at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center. Nostalgic winter scenes and hands-on activities now through January 3rd. Open to the public. Details at indianahistory.org.